It's 6 o'clock, BBC Radio Bristol News. I'm Keith Goodham. The rail line from Bath to Bristol will be completely closed for 9 days in April for more electrification works. Regular rail commuters who'll be hit by the temporary closure of the Bristol to Bath route have been urged to accept the delays because of the advantages that it'll bring later. Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future.
It's a sort of inevitable consequence of upgrading the railway, really. Now, this work, this electrification work, is very, very welcome because it will bring a faster railway, a more reliable railway, a cleaner, greener and cheaper to run railway with improved services. But sadly, the work needed to achieve that is rather major, and inevitably that means closing the line for a few days.
Government officials negotiating the details of it.
With the news, Keith Gooden.
Regular train travellers have been urged to show patience when the Bristol to Bath line is closed for 9 days for essential work. Buses will replace trains during the closure in April, which will enable the route to be prepared for electrification. Bruce Williamson is from the rail campaign group Rail Future.
Bus substitution is not popular, but sadly it's got to be done. And yeah, it's regrettable that any engineering work causes disruptions to passengers. But clearly, you know, a railway has to be maintained and improved. And the only way to do that sometimes is to shut the line.
Bristol City Council has confirmed its annual budget for the...
You steady on there, Tim McSweeney. It's all going on down at Temple Meads, isn't it?
I'm all right.
Good man. Bruce Williamson is from Rail Future, a Bristol-based group that campaigns for better rail links. Bruce, do you know much about what work is planned?
Yeah, the basic idea is to lower the track so that they can fit in the overhead wires. There are 5 tunnels between Bath and Bristol, and a few bridges as well. And rather than sort of making the tunnels bigger, it's easier just to lower the track. But obviously that's a major job, and it's necessary to shut the line to do that.
Now, Network Rail reckons it'll take 9 days.
Yeah.
They've got the knowledge rather than you and I, Bruce, I'm sure, but how confident are you that it'll be able to stick to the schedule?
Well, you know, in the real world, things go wrong, and Network Rail have had a lot of difficulty with this project over the last year or so. It's been, you know, delayed and delayed and delayed. Let's hope that they've planned this correctly and things don't go wrong. But with the best will in the world, sometimes these things overrun, don't they?
Yeah, the closure includes 2 weekends and 5 weekdays during the school Easter holidays. I can't work out if that's a good or a bad idea.
I think, you know, the trains are busier during the normal working week than they are during the holidays. But obviously, if you're going on holiday, you know, taking your kids somewhere, then it seems like a bad idea. But, you know, the reality is there's no perfect time to do this. And so they have to just bite the bullet and say, well, we're going to close the line.
Are the delays and hold-ups worth it for the benefits that we're told electrification will bring?
Yeah, definitely. I heard that phrase, you know, short-term pain for long-term gain, and I think that is the case. You know, electric trains are quicker, they're more reliable, they're cleaner, they're greener. It's a win-win-win, electrification, and we at Rail Future have been campaigning for electrification for some time. You know, we've got a lot of catching up to do in terms of modernising the network, so it's definitely a good thing, but it's obviously regrettable that, you know, there has to be sort of short-term pain to make it happen.
But what about the commuters? I mean, Tim spoke to that lady there. She uses it 4 times a week and she had no idea this was happening. I mean, is enough being done to inform people, do you think?
Well, we're doing our bit right now, aren't we?
We are.
I mean, you know, it is sort of Network Rail and Great Western Railway's responsibility to publicise this. And let's hope that by the time the work starts, because let's bear in mind, you know, it's more than a month away, so that by the time the work starts, people know about it and they've sort of made plans as appropriate.
Yeah, OK. Well, thank you for your time, Bruce. Good to talk to you. Bruce Williamson from Rail Future, a Bristol-based group that campaigns for better rail links. So, Tim, who's at Temple Meads for me this morning, is... It's Wednesday, the 17th of February. Keith Gooden has the news.
The rail campaign group Rail Future has urged commuters to show patience when the Bristol to Bath line is closed temporarily in a few weeks' time. It's being shut for 9 days in April to enable engineers to prepare the route for electrification. Rail Future says the inconvenience will be worth it for the benefits that the work will bring in the long run. Hundreds of patients with psychiatric illness in the West have...
It's 8 o'clock with the news. Keith Gooden.
The rail campaign group Rail Future has urged commuters to show patience when the Bristol to Bath line is closed temporarily in a few weeks' time. It's been shut for 9 days in April to enable engineers to prepare the route for electrification. Rail Future says the inconvenience will be worth it for the benefits that the work will bring in the long run. Bruce Williamson is from Rail Future.
The basic idea is to lower the track so that they can fit in the overhead wires. There are five tunnels between Bath and Bristol and a few bridges as well. Rather than sort of making the tunnels bigger, it's easier just to lower the track.